This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So shine on.
Why not?
Shine on, harvest moon, for me and my God. The night was mine.
I always go to the extreme, as you may have noticed over the years. Jay and I here to have a little fun, not at your expense, but in fact enjoying the harvest moon, which is here pretty much. I don't know whether I prefer this version or some moon song from Neil Young. So if you want to find...
I am digging this. Neil, this is something that would be in a scary movie.
Yeah,
I could totally see this in a scary movie of like a dramatic part that's setting up a storyline, like in Jeepers Creepers or something like that.
This is actually from the 1940s. Shine on, shine on, harvest moon. Up in the sky. All right, so this month's full moon. The final super moon.
Super moon. Right. Didn't we have two? This was the month with two super moons.
Yep.
We had one at the beginning, and yeah.
So this is actually the harvest moon, and it will rise as we're speaking now. Some people are enjoying it someplace on the planet. I think it peaks around 6 o'clock Eastern time on Friday. So this is a special one. If you've been noticing, there's a halo around. I noticed some things. I think I talked about this last week or early this week when I was driving along, looking up at the sky and seeing what looked like a dot, almost like a puncture. You know how you have two dots in the smile thing when somebody sends you a note and you respond to it with two dots in the... And the parentheses. It kind of looked like that a little bit to me. And then there was a halo around the other side. Well, now there's a halo around the whole thing. When you're looking up there, the lunar spectacle, if you will, like that. Is it a spectacular spectacle? Yeah, it's a spectacular spectacle. Yep. And it's one in a million. Two names. Also, corn. It's coined the corn moon by farmers, usually, at the end, if it comes the end of September, sometimes the harvest moon doesn't come until sometime in October. I prefer that because it means, in a sense, that the season is a month longer, and it means that we're still farming or things are still growing. Things are slowing down a little bit now in terms of how fast they've been growing, at least in my neck of the woods, because all the rain this season, but everything's still green, a lot of corn. I picked, I just remembered. I picked some corn last night. I left it in my truck. maybe I'll have it for breakfast. Anyway, September harvest moon, you can be upset or not. I think there was maybe 3 years ago, it was October, sort of late in October, too. And so I guess what I'm doing is spreading my own feelings of let's make it last as long as we can, please, very much. Thank you. All right, let's see here. There are 400,000 king penguins on a South Georgia beach. How about that? They've laid their eggs, and they're raising the next generation of chicks. How about that? Would you like to see? Boy, this is really a spectacle and a half.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, penguins are kind of cute. I've always liked penguins. All right, here's the story of Frank Rubio and Sergei Prokofiev and Dmitry Petelin. All of them have returned safely to the planet after having spent 6 months up in the, well, actually, it was supposed to be 6 months, but it turned out to be over a year in space on the space station. So now they're home. This broke all kinds of records, right? I think the last time one of the NASA astronauts was up there for 355 days.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they all got along fine. It was cool. They parachuted into Kazakhstan, I think, yesterday morning. And they went through their medical checks. And then Mr. Rubio is flying to Houston, I believe, today, because there's a NASA headquarters there.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll debrief him about their trip. They traveled, listen to this, boys and girls, 157.4 million miles.
That is and so incredible.
They went around the Earth. You think you go around in circles. These guys were up there long enough to do 5,963 orbits of the Earth, according to the NASA website. So, how about that for a trip? Mr. Rubio is a father of four. He said that he had known the mission would be extended, but he, if he knew it was
had no
be this
idea
long,
it'd be that extended. Yes, yeah.
Right.
My goodness, can you imagine not being able to see your family for that long? Or,
yeah.
Of course, with today's technology, they were still able to communicate with each other.
Oh, sure.
I'm always so much more interested in the return and what their body
landing?
Has done. No. Like, after they return and their mm-hmm. body and trying to adapt
bones.
Now to Earth's gravitational pull and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, no matter how you slice it. And they get along fine, even though we don't seem to want to, our government doesn't seem to want to get along with the Russian government. Which is understandable. You got to wonder, though, if you're a fly on the wall, what they talk about. Like what do you suppose the Russians had to say about the invasion of Ukraine? And or do they just not bother because they're up there to do work and it's not part of their work? How do you spend that much time with somebody in that confined an environment and not have a conversation like that? Right? Yes, no, maybe.
Yeah,
right, exactly. And so what difference does it make? That is a, Okay. Climate. The program wouldn't be the program without us talking not about the usual, oh, we've got to do it or the planet's going to die. No, but some interesting climate goals, things that you can achieve by having some common sense, maybe looking around a little bit. I remember how the Paris Agreement was a big thing, and then I think Trump opt out of it, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And I think they went right back to it when Biden went back. I don't know what.
Doesn't it just seem like it wastes so much time, the flip-flopping?
Of course it is. Yeah, it's a waste of time and energy. It's all politics. It's all BS. But there are a lot of challenges. We know that. And there are ways that some of the folks who are focused on energy are dealing with them. As you know, I'm involved in this development of, it's a 63-unit development called an agrihood. It's a neighborhood built around a working farm. And we're going to be sustainable, but we're kind of wondering, okay, what happens? I've got my partners to think about this, because I started thinking about it on the air the other day. In fact, we've got this electric thing, right? We've got electric cars and houses. The electric companies want us to go all electric so that they can screw us later by upping the rates the same as they did about 40 years ago, and nobody remembers. Remember when it was the big thing? Well, some of you may remember it was a big thing to have electric heat because it was clean and stable. But then you got your electric bill, and you thought, ooh, why'd I do this?
Mm-hmm.
So I offer those words of caution as with some people excuse me, who are very progressive, and they all agreed with me about electric cars. In fact, there isn't the infrastructure to support lots of electric cars, and that's why they're backing up on the car dealers' lots. And then you think about, okay, or, I think I said this yesterday, so I don't want to be
so
redundant.
Expensive.
Yeah, it's silly. It's been 7 years, they're just junk. So I don't want to go down this. We've talked about that already. Let's, I don't know, this is a little bit less than pleasant, but it deals with something we've been talking about off and on now for a couple of weeks, the that unlicensed daycare center where the kid died. The one wasn't a 1 year old kid that had the
children were sent to the hospital. One unfortunately passed away. The fentanyl that was apparently being stored on top of stacked play mats.
Yeah.
And these are the play mats that the children take a nap on. They use during nap time. And so it was stored up on there and then pulled down for the kids to take their nap. So they were just laying on this stuff.
All right. So here's a saga from another daycare center down the street. Guns found at this other daycare center. Yep. Well, they call them ghost guns because they're not registered. All the numbers are filed off them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why they call ghost guns?
Yeah,
so how do you get a hold
no,
of that?
There's no, like, trail for them.
How does somebody running a daycare center, why? Maybe the better question is not how. Well, maybe it's how, but also why? Why do you have ghost guns? Apparently the city is now going around looking at some of these daycare centers a little more carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And so they looked into some people, including minors.
And this daycare center is licensed. It's not like it's just somebody who is like, hey, I'll watch your kids.
Yeah.
It's a license. Yes.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly. And they find these guns. And some of them apparently were 3D guns. That's another thing.
Yeah, they were made with 3D printers.
God, you got to be nuts. Ay, ay, ay.
Mm-hmm. Makes you wonder, was this daycare center a front for something else?
Ah, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, stepping up to the plate. He said, quote, we're going to remain vigilant. Good for you, mayor. Congratulations on being one of the most ridiculous public servants in the country. He is a big... There hasn't been a good mayor of New York since Michael Bloomberg. Actually, I've plenty of times think I wish he were president. I'd be like, what do you want that guy to be president for? Hello, because he knew what he was doing. what a concept. He actually knew what he was doing. Oh, yeah, we don't want somebody like that. Let's get somebody else like Trump. Oh, he's a businessman. He'll fix everything. Not so much. And then there's Joe Biden, who hasn't fixed anything. Okay, I think I'm done. No. Fortunately, it's 18 after the hour, and I have to be quiet.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, some items from the social media world, technology, etc., 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 etc. Jay has culled out a couple of things, including the recognition of a town in Vermont that has said to social media, what do they call them, influencers, stay the hell out of our town.
Yeah.
Basically. Let's keep these people away from our nice town. This is fall foliage time. Leaves are just beginning to turn in the northernmost reaches of New England. So this is a town about two-thirds of the way up. Pomfret, there are two Pomfrets in New England, one in Connecticut, one in Vermont. This is in Windsor County, and so they have closed a number
of roads, and the trees just kind of like canopy everything. And yeah, it's not just the influencers, it's tourists who are looking for those Instagram worthy photo ops, and they are clogging up traffic, and apparently somebody has defecated on the property. Some self-respect common sense.
They think it's fun. This is the town next to where I was last Saturday picking up that cow, or those cows. I had four cows up in Woodstock, and this is the next town up. It's in Windsor County. Woodstock is there, and so a lot of people are, plenty of tourists in Woodstock. And so the people in Pomfret see that, and they don't want it in their town, so stay away. So they basically shut all the access to their town. That's it. Hey, listen, come back again in November.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Come back when you know how to act right.
Right, exactly. Imagine pooping on somebody's lawn or something. It's like New York City where you poop on the sidewalk. Or some people do. Okay, let's see. What else have we got here? A bill to criminalize harmful online deep fakes. This looks pretty interesting, Jay. This is new legislation seeking to protect individuals all across the country from being misrepresented by certain kinds of digital content, the deep fakes. Have we ever experienced anything like that here? I don't know that we have.
With the program? No.
Yeah, no. Have you ever seen or known anybody that was the victim of this?
Well, I mean, that's one of the problems with people not doing their research with things online, where a lot of these deep fakes look like they're actual news stories. There is this one that it was supposed to be the eye of a hurricane or whatever, or some massive tornado, I can't even remember. And it wasn't a very well-made deep fake. It was well enough that a lot of people kept sharing this,
Go
and it was deemed like a live video feed and all of this stuff. But when you watch, you can see a little tiny glitch in the camera where it kind of resets itself, and you can see where it wasn't proper. But people are putting other people's faces on somebody else's body, and it's video, and it looks like this person is actually saying something that they are not, or doing something they aren't.
Mm-hmm. You do a lot of trickery using the tools of the trade, if you will, photoshopping and editing and that kind of stuff. So this is something, and the more we get into artificial intelligence, the more a problem I think there's going to be, don't you? You
know,
if you've
got 100%,
technical skill to be able
to
do.
You are really going to get to a point where you already kind of can't believe everything you see online, but it's going to get to a point where people won't believe anything at first. It'll just be very skeptical, very jaded.
So there's this bill, represented by a congresswoman from New York. The proposal is now in the House hopper, and a lot of people are supporting it. And with good reason, because you know that there's lots of this stuff, things that, as Jay just explained, spread around. There's a lot of victims, and there's no accountability for it. So I'm not sure exactly the nuance, because it's kind of complicated legislation. But they have some of this, I think, out in California, they've introduced stuff like this. Anyway, it certainly is a word to the wise story, for sure. 28 after on Good Day.
Nobody loves their cable company except for internet access. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. To find what you want to watch rather than the several hundred channels your cable or satellite menu force feeds you, explore cordcuttersnews.com. It's a buyer's guide for spending less or spending nothing on television. Founder Luke Buma told me that for the vast majority of Americans, everything they want to watch is available streaming. The only reason many still subscribe to cable or satellite is live sports, and many team channels now offer streaming. Some cord cutters do end up paying cable-sized money, but what they end up with is 100% their menu. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The federal government is hours away from a potential shutdown that would have an impact on Americans throughout the country. Congress has until the end of Saturday to pass a budget or risk a lapse in spending that could mean furloughs for workers, the expiration of some benefits, delays in travel, and park closures. A former U.S. Department of Justice prosecutor whose work includes sending people to prison over January 6 has been arrested, accused of stabbing a Florida man in a road rage fight on a bridge outside Tampa, Florida. Florida Highway Patrol is reporting troopers arrested 38-year-old Patrick Douglas Scruggs on the Howard Frankland Bridge after he allegedly hacked up a 35-year-old man with a pocket knife. Scruggs is accused of smashing through the window and stabbing the other driver multiple times. The victim was taken to the hospital with serious injuries, but is expected to survive. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Are the treat of the day today. If you're wondering what I'm going to get my mouth wrapped around and stuck in my throat.
I was just going to say what's going to be
that's
stuck
today's
in your
treat.
That could be a game. That could be some kind of giveaway game.
Yeah?
Yes.
What
guess
a giveaway?
What you, yeah, I guess. Whatever it is you were eating that got stuck.
Yeah, there it is. And that entire thing would be brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycles, boats, RVs. Protection on the road. Protection on the water. Protection here, there, and everywhere. Save some dough at 800-PROGRESSIVE. Or online, progressive.com. How clever are they? So, to speak to cleverness, the people who are buying electric cars, I know this. Every once in a while, I do get off on a toot. And I admit to being on a toot when it comes to electric cars. And so my friend Bob McKay, who is our general mangler here in the Stefan Enterprise world, has sent me a reminder because he looked into it. He drives a Subaru, which is quite a good car, well made. People love them. They tend to buy them over and over and over again. But at one point in time, I remember when Victoria was here, because she was big on this stuff, she looked at a Chevy Volt, which apparently was a big tin can of a bucket of bolts, as it's referred to. And one of the things that was most distracting about the Chevy Volt is that the replacement battery for the Chevy Volt electric car cost $28,000. Now, you're going to ask me, Doug, how much did the Chevy Volt cost to buy? And the answer would be that same $28,000. I think it was a little bit more than that because the battery, when you buy it in the car, when you buy a new car, is going to be less. As we all know, when you buy replacement parts for anything, like there was a study done, as a matter of fact, of replacement. I'm trying to remember. It was a Ford pickup truck, if I remember. The Ford pickup truck cost, this particular model cost, I think it was $34,000 or something like that. And then some, somebody who had a lot of initiative, who was ticked off at Ford because they were trying to buy a part and they thought it was outrageously expensive. So they went through the work. You can Google this someplace. And they found that if you had to replace every part, if you went to the Ford dealer, and even if you got a 20% rake off on the cost of the part, the cost of rebuilding that pickup truck, it cost $34,000, was $122,000. If you were to buy every part, the axles, brakes, brake lines, drive shafts, engine, windshields, all of that stuff.
All of the parts you didn't even know existed.
Exactly. Yep. So there you go. Another exciting example of American industrialism, right? It's not bad. It's just kind of got to know what you're getting into. Imagine that battery. Those damn things, when the cars run out of battery, the batteries are no good in 7 years. What are you going to do with the car? Because the batteries will be, that'll be the cost of the battery, about 27, 28 grand, according to most of the estimates that are around now. So if you buy a car today that, let's say it costs, what's the average cost of a car? I think 42,000 or something is
42,000. Yeah, I would say somewhere between 36 and 42.
Yeah. Okay. So that car depreciates over 7 years to the point where at the time you have to buy a replacement battery that costs you 27 grand, the car with the old battery in it is worth 15 grand.
So at that point, is it better to lease rather than own when it comes to EV?
Yeah, it may be, especially if it's an electric car. But the interesting thing is that if you lease an electric car, I think you'll find that the rates are not very good because of the same thing we're talking about. Leases are based on what the manufacturers think the car is going to be worth at the end of the lease, or not the manufacturer, the finance company, the bank or GM Credit or whoever it is that you're leasing from. Chase is the big leaser, I think, of cars now. So if they figure the car is going to be worth X number of dollars, then they figure it back, and that's how much your monthly payment is. And it's usually a little less than if you're buying the vehicle, a little bit less. But then at the end, you have to worry about turning it in. You just, you turn it in, and let's start over again. So at any rate, the whole thing is a pretty big scam. Just know what you're getting into. You want to buy an electric car? Help yourself. I think you'll rue the day. That's just me. Okay, the new Merriam-Webster. Did we get into, there's a lot of stuff being released from Merriam-Webster, the dictionaries, and I think you guys went bananas when I said I wanted to know if you knew what a Funkin' Wagnalls was. You
yes, and
right.
James and I thought you swore for a moment. Yeah. Well, we were talking about the word gotta.
Yeah,
and
that's
whether
right,
or not
too.
That was yep. in the dictionary, and it is. And the first, I think the first usage was back in the 1800s.
Uh-huh. So, here's a return to this now to the thrilling days of yesteryear when there are new definitions for words in the Merriam-Webster dictionary. In fact, they have added 690 new definitions, including exciting phrases like thirst trap. Grammar, what? Who even uses these words? What? I don't even know what a thirst trap is. Do you? Have you ever
really?
Used thirst trap in a sentence?
We've talked about Martha Stewart and some of her thirst traps. She had an amazing photo that people were calling a thirst trap last summer, and then I think she recreated it or
what?
Did a new one.
What is it? Well, I forgot. If we did talk about it, I forgot about it.
What, the thirst trap?
Yeah. What is it?
Well, when you are thirsty, trying to get somebody who's thirsty, too. It's showing off your body.
What?
It's kind of like...
She's 82. She's showing off her body? Like what? You're thirsty.
Dang, Doug. You need to go see some photos of Martha Stewart. She's snatched. She's looking good. Her thirst trap cell.
I'm lost in all this stuff. The old definition for snatch isn't what you just used it as.
Can I be like a Gen Z translator right now?
Yeah, or sure. Why
okay.
Not? Yeah.
So when someone's thirsty, that means that they are pining over someone, that they think that they are, they're very attractive. So when someone posts a thirst trap, that means that they're trying to get people's attention with their photos. So it'll be something provocative, and then people will be like, oh, I'm thirsty over them. And so that's what a thirst trap is.
It's the whole sex sells thing.
Sex sells. There you go.
So what's your girlfriend's name?
My girlfriend's Lexi.
Okay. So how does she fit into this story?
I don't feel like we need to include her in this.
Good for you, James.
That's so.
Yeah. Huh. I think she, yeah.
Okay. Just checking. That's all. All right, the United States Senate has saved the day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads. They now have an official resolution that formalizes what they are supposed to wear when they're in the chamber. Yeah. And guess who lost on this one? Senator John Fetterman can't wear a sweatsuit
How
anymore.
Is this not already a thing? Like, how did this really have to be a meeting that had to be decided upon?
Okay, but I want you to know, this is the most important thing they've done this week. In the face of a shutdown of the country, the government shutting down, this is a bill they got passed. A resolution that would stop the usage or wearing of sloppy clothes. And John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania, has been the flashpoint of this because he's a slob. And but the excuse is he's got some problem and only can wear these kind of this garb. And
yeah, there's just a certain type of etiquette and manners that the wardrobe
right.
should be included in such a place as professional as politics.
Yeah. Yep. So you'll be happy to know the bipartisan support came from Joe Manchin and Mitt Romney. Both of them are pretty buttoned up guys. If you've ever seen pictures of them and how they look pretty buttoned up because they wear suits and ties and they look the part because they're senators. It's many people think it's the most exclusive club in the world. So why wouldn't they want to have themselves look their best? Right? So now there is, whoever thought there was going to have to be an official dress code for the Senate. But now there is. And Chuck Schumer said that he worked with Senator Fetterman to come up with an agreement that we all find acceptable. Just don't be a slob. That's all. Is that too cruel? Am I sounding like I'm a little... I'm not a Fetterman fan.
Well, but not only that, and I know he has dealt with some health battles and everything.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There is just some form of manners and etiquette that should be deemed necessary, non-negotiable, and certain wardrobe should just be absolutely inappropriate. It shouldn't even be up for debate.
Yeah. So Fetterman responded. His press release featured a photo of Kevin James, an actor, struggling with his hands in his pockets. This was the guy from King of Queens. Remember him? He used to drive a UPS
truck. Yes, I like him. He's great.
Uniform. Anyway, there was a lot of backlash to Fetterman's casual attack, and this is it. So they spent a lot of time this week not trying to fix the budget, but...
This is one of those things of like, why did we have a meeting when it could have been handled in an email?
Yeah.
And there are also, I totally understand if some clothes are just difficult to put on for some people, or maybe the fabric doesn't really work well with your skin or something. But there are so many companies that help make quality clothes that feel good and look good. Where like there are yoga pants, straight up yoga pants that look like they are suit pants that women wear on a regular basis. You could just throw some of those on. It doesn't have to be these like sweatpants joggers kind of situation.
You know, we keep talking about what you have in your body. What about what you wear on your feet? Have you seen some of these new? Now, this is not a commercial for Nike. You like Nikes? These shoes. They come in various colors, like there's a green Nike, there's a pink Nike. I wear SAS shoes, San Antonio shoes, because they're good for flat feet. And I have very flat feet, very comfortable, very supportive, and very expensive. And they come in like three colors, gray, blue, and black. That's it. As Nike's got a Superfly.
Oh, Nike has so many.
I guess you know who this appeals to.
All of those things. They have all different colors and everything, too. But
green,
yeah, Nike is...
yellow. It slides reminded me of the fight song for my alma mater, Heidelberg. Red and orange and black, Heidelberg. So we used to have red and orange and black sneakers going to the games and stuff. So anyway, there's a new pink one, two-tone pink Nike. Shoo. How about that for excitement? 48 after the hour.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Back at 53 past the hour, the Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Montura, Florida. You can always get all the podcasts, the Good Day Health Show podcasts every week. You can listen to Ken the full hour on most of the stations that carry Good Day. You can also take advantage of this portion of the program, which is called Questions for Dr. Ken. So he answers. I was looking at some of the questions that we answered last week about fruits and vegetables and your blood pressure and things like that. Lots of good listening and important information every week. Get the download if you want it, gooddayhealthshow.com, the program, whatever. However you can access the information, help yourself because we're here to help. All right, so, and don't forget that Ken is available to, when you listen to him, you get excited because he sounds like the kind of guy you want to talk to when it comes to medical things. So talk to him, 352-735-1400 at his office in Florida. Okay. A question. I'd love to talk about food and weight and all that other stuff. What about the connection to eating bad food? What does it do to your head? And what does it do not only to your head literally, but, you know, we have a mind and we have a brain. Two different things. And I don't know, depression and things that are going on in the brain affect your mind and affect your whole being. Right? And it's worse if you eat crap. I think that's kind of worse.
Exactly, Doug. And the answer to this came out of a recent publication this month, JAMA Open Network. And we learned in that study that eating ultra-processed foods can contribute to a higher risk of depression. Now, what is an ultra-processed food? These are foods that include many preservatives, stabilizers, bulking or gelling agents, as well as artificial colors and flavors. What are some examples of ultra-processed foods? Nothing that you grow on your farm. Ultra-processed foods, Doug, they include things like chips, candies, frozen TV dinners, chicken nuggets, sodas, sugar-filled breakfast cereals, and packaged soups that just add hot water type.
Packaged soups. I was on board with all this. You know, packaged soups as well, so that's interesting. All right, a lot of older Americans have dementia. And as a result of that, and I think this ties into a story that I did, I think both here and on Good Day, the daily Mondays through Friday show, about people as they get older being taken advantage of. I may be more crude by saying they get screwed. As you get older, you get sucker punched by people who will take advantage of you. There's not a day that goes by that there isn't somebody that is losing his or her mind, literally. You're going into dementia or some of the other problems that happen as you get older. And so you get, sometimes it happens even before you get the diagnosis, right? So what do you do?
Right. And this was picked up by looking at how people suddenly lost their net worth, and it seems like it often occurs soon before they're losing clearly their ability to think and remember. And so families and friends need to be very careful when they start noticing that people's minds are not functioning. There are signals long before people actually have clear, frank dementia. And it's in these early signal period time, this early signal period time, when people seem to start abruptly losing their net worth because of poor decision making. And this is where friends and family, in some way, without becoming overbearing, have to help and keep people from becoming their own worst enemy.
Yep. Wow.
And that's what this study that you read is pointing out.
Well, now, we talked about aspartame and some of the other things, like sugary substances, just in the last minute or two, as it might affect dementia. But also, before you get there, it affects your memory, and it could, if you're pregnant, affect the memory of your child, right? That whole thing is all connected. Connect the dots.
Yes. If I were pregnant, and we know that will never happen, I would not take any of those products. But if I were not pregnant, I would just use them in moderation, you know, treats, limited amounts. And that's how I think just using good common sense will keep us all healthy.
Well, we got to get out of this where we are, this conundrum. A third of adults in this country are obese. That's not going to hack it in terms of success in the country.
Probably more.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.